Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marasi Sheikhiu. And schus Yichai Fege Basmichat Ispasia for Shalom Yisrael for Shalom for Shalom for Shalom for We're continuing our series of Shi'ulim and Mishlei. And we were talking in the previous year about Tefillah. Now we're discussing Vidui. And again, this is based on the Shi'ulim of Maran HaGoyin Rav Moshe Zatzal. Vidui ne'amar b'tzura shel tefillah. Bagemara katuv minayin sheba'ana ne'amar kan, minayin shebashem. Ne'amar kan, zot omeret, when you say vidui, the Gemara learns that it has to be with the word ana. And it has to be said with the word shebashem. So, an ana is the lashon of bakosh and tefillah. So you see that vidui is b'tzura shel tefillah. B'chein barambam, וידוי זה מצוות עשה, כיצד מתוודים, אומר, אנא השם חטאתי, אביתי, פשעתי לפניך, ועשיתי כך וכך, והרי ניחמתי ובושתי ממעשיי, ולעולם איני חוזר לדבר זה. וזהו עיקרו של וידוי. אז וידוי זה מצוות עשה, היי מצוודה, וסי, אנא השם חטאתי, אביתי, פשעתי לפניך, and I did so and such and such, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm never going to do it again, and that's the עיקר of וידוי. So we have to understand two things. Number one, what's the etzem ha'inyan that tshuva is b'tzura shel tefillah? And number two, bishlam with the bakasha what the kash baruch which be so lechem mechaper. There would be room for tefillah. The whole lashon of vidui is hadas achait. B'sula, what is he saying here? He's saying, ana Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha v'asisi kach v'kach. V'enichamti yiboshti b'masay, la minichozo v'davuzet. So where do you get this? What's the bakasha here? You're just saying that you sinned. What's in the video of the Kohen Gadol? In the Kapir, now there's a separate ana. You have ana Hashem chatasi and ana b'Hashem kapirli. So what's this? What's the etzem ha'inyan that tshuva is a nitzura of tefillah? Vidu is a and vidu and tshuva are a nitzura of tefillah. And also, you're not asking God to forgive you. You're just saying that you sinned. So what's pshat that you say ana? The explanation is that the tefillah here is not a tefillah of bakashas tzorachim. Hoish ta chelik ta tefillah shel oimei lifnei Hashem. Hamisvade mamir es atzmo b'chesroinu lifnei Hashem. חטאתי מלשון חיסרון. והייתי אני ובני שלמה חטאים, רש"י אומר חסרים. וזהו האנה, אנו משתוקקים למילוי החיסרון. אין אנו מבקשים על צרכינו, אלא עצם העמידה לפני השם במצב של חיסרון, עם בקשה מאת החיסרון. In other words, the tefillah is not that you're asking for something. Here's the חלק of tefillah עומד לפני השם. ומסוודה places himself, stands himself in front of God בחיסרון. Chatasi is a lashon of chisaron. That me and my son Shlomo are chatoim. Rashi says chaserim. Lachim aleph, parak aleph, pasuk chaf aleph. That's what it means. Ana Hashem. Ana. We're mishtakek for the milui of the chisaron. We have a chisaron, and we want God to fill what we're lacking. And that's the inyan of tshuva. Hamadat ha-chisaron mitoch ha-shtokukut le-maleot. That's what we were talking about in the previous shir. We were talking about tefillah. Talking about tefillah is about ha-shtokukus. There's a ha-shtokukus from above that we should connect, and there's a ha-shtokukus from below to connect to the ha-shtokukus from above. And that's also the union of tshuva. There were mamad ha-chisaron mitoch ha-shtokukut le-maleot ha-chisaron. L'chein ha-tshuva hi besod ha-bracha. And therefore tshuva is besod bracha. Rashi b'nigud l'tefillah bracha shematzanu ad kosh im chalot makom mugbal kedei shelo tuchul alav haklala hari shatshuva hi hamshachat bracha l'makom shechal alav kvar haklala. Tefillah and bracha that we spoke about until now is chal in its limited space so that klala shouldn't take effect. tshuva is the hamshachas habracha, even where the klal already took effect, even to the place where there already was a curse, where there already was sin. Hashem, Hashem, havaya, havaya, havaya kodem achet, havaya lachar achet. Pamaim ha'ara shel shem havaya. Shnei mahalchim leimatzut v'ashpat chiyut lanimtzaim. Kodem achet v'achar achet. Zeh ma'alach chadash shel hamshachat chiyut chadasha, afilo makom shechal alav klala. Zeh ha'chidush hanora shel ha'tshuva. So we have, it says in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Shem Havaya before the sin, and Shem Havaya after the sin. Twice there's a Ha'ara of Shem Havaya. Two Mehalchim, in the Himatzus, in the presence, in the finding, and the Hashba of Chiyus, to what exists. There's before sin, and there's after sin. That's the Havaya, the existence of before sin and the existence of after sin. That's a new mahalach of Hamshachas Chiyus Chadasha, even where there's already curse. That's the Chidush Neira of Tshuva, that even where there's already a klala, there's going to be Chiyus there as well. And therefore Tshuva is B'lashim Tfila. You're standing before Hashem B'chisaron, Kedei She'ashpi Alav Baracha V'yemal'enu. Etzem Ha'amadat HaChisaron, the very Hamad of Chisaron is a reason to be Memale V'Chisaron. Slach lanu avinu, you know why Yeshua would forgive us? Chichatanu, because we sin. It was the fact that we have a Chisaron and we sin, that's a reason to forgive us. The fact that we have a Chisaron is a reason to be Memale V'Chisaron. B'nusach HaVidui Shenekba B'Tfila Omrim She'en Anu Azei Panim וקשה עורף, לפניך השם אלוקנו, אלוקנו אתנו, צדיקים אנחנו חטאנו, אבל אנחנו ובתינו חטאנו. הדברים תמוהים. איזה זכות אנו טובים לעצמנו תמורת ההכרה שחטאנו. What do we say to God? So we're not so chutzpahdik to say we didn't sin. We sinned. So what's the zchus that we say that we sinned? And the answer is that's the heinei nadvarim. That's the reason we can ask for slicha. Since we're standing with Hashem b'chesroneinu, that's the shoresh of our tefillah. That's the whole takifus of bakashas haslicha. Ein anu azipanim. We're standing b'chesroneinu ki chatanu. Amira v'amida zu gufa lefnei Hashem hi hasiba l'slicha. Habakasha mi'Hashem al haslicha sheyachet kvar lebakashat tzrachim. So the very fact that because we sinned, that's already a siva for slicha. That's already a reason for God to forgive us. And then in addition to that, we ask Hashem to forgive us. Ze kvar mashu acher. Habakasha mi'Hashem ha'slicha sheyachet kvar lebakashat tzrachim. Ach etzem ha'tfila shel tshuva hi avidui. Shorash ha'dvarim, hamadat ha'chisaron v'shtokukut al Hashem, zehu ikaro shel vidui. Kilashon Rambam. So, the root is this ishtokukos. What's the ikar of vidui? The ikar of vidui is that I'm lacking. I sin. We also see in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that after vidui, he says v'yarich ha'ma'amar v'yavakish ha'mechila. In other words, bakoshes mechila is a toisefes to the union of tshuva. It's not the ikar of vidui. You have the ikar of vidui, and then you have the Tosefes of Bakashas Mechila. But the Ikar of Vidui is being Mamid Atzma B'chisar, and you're standing lacking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're telling him that you're lacking, you sin. Chet is Milashon Chisar, like Rashi says in Malachim Aleph. V'kan munach hasod shekol ha'tfilot shenitkenu al-idei anshei Knesset HaGdola in brachot. Anu chotmim kol bakasha bebracha. In other words, that's why all of our bakashas are brachas. We finish our bakasha, we have a bakasha, and we finish it with a bracha. Because tefillah is to the makor ha-bracha, bruch ata Hashem, you're the makor ha-bracha. That's one mahalach of bracha. And you have a shtogukos mitoch chisaron lemaloto. You have this desire when a person is lacking to fill the chisaron. There's another mahalach, and that's where a person comes to his shleimus, as he nechnes mitoch shleimuto lemalachei habracha. Lo mitoch chisaron batshuka lemalotu. It's one mahalach that you have a chisaron. And through that chisaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalei v'chisaron. And another is that a person comes mitoch shleimus. He wants the bracha. V'bo kol habracha se'ela v'hisigucha. Zeh malach shel habracha shel yishma chacham v'yosif od lekach. That's the mahalach that we saw in the pasuk of Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. That the Chacham hears and he adds lessons, he adds understanding. That he hears, he has a, that's our pasuk, Aleph Hei. Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach. That a person hears, he has a shleimus, and then he adds on to that, he adds a tosefus onto that shleimus. In Torah also, there are two mahalchim of bracha and tosefes. There's the shleimus and the osefes of chachma. And then the other way is hishtokukus for divrei Torah. And one is lacking and one wants Torah. That's another derech. One derech of bracha is that a person has shleimus. Yishma chacham and then yosef oid lekach. He adds on to that. And then there's the when a person's lacking and he gets Torah through his lack. It says in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Din, Yimai Kra, Shinamar Nefesh Amal Amel Alo, Ki Achaf Alav Piyu. Hu Amel B'makom Zeh, V'Torato Amelet Lo Makom Acher. Rashi, Nefesh Amel Amal Alo, Ibnei Shamel B'Torah, Torah Amelet Lo, Torah Amelet Lo, Shemachazeret Alav, U'mvakeshet Meit Kona, Lemsor Lo Tamei Torah V'Stareh. Kochalam Bnei Shakaf, Shekafav Piyu Adivrei Torah. An amazing Rashi, it's in heaven. When you toil in Torah, the Torah is going to ask God to reveal the secrets because you worked hard in speaking the great Torah. So the Torah becomes the Shliach Tzibur of a person that asks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give bracha to a person's Amelus. The Amelus is the Tefillah because a person's Mishtekek to be Amalei L'chisaron and to be mamshich on himself the chiyus of Torah. So here we have two mahalachim in bracha, two mahalachim in Torah. Mahalach of bracha mitoch shleimus, mahalach of bracha mitoch yisaron, and the mahalach of Torah mitoch shleimus, yishma chacham v'yosef lekach, and then the mahalach of bracha mitoch yisaron, that a person toils in Torah because he lacks Torah, and memela the chisaron is mismaleh. So that's an amazing havana. Vidui again summarizes standing before God as a chaser, and because you sin, chet is chisaron, and memela, because of that, Hashem is memale v'chisaron. So, it's Hashem, we will continue our shiurim. Siyata d'shmaya b'linyada. Thank you so much for listening.